You mentioned there might have been some problems with the script prior to your arriving, and just to continue a little bit more with your municipal government, and like, I was wondering if you can, what do you recall of municipal politics in that period there?
Well, just having arrived on the scene at that time, that I didn't know just too much about the municipal politics, but I understood that Mr. Bill Pritchard was the reeve of Burnaby at that time. The municipal hall was over on Kingsway. And whether due to his management or mismanagement or whatever, the municipality at that time went into receivership and had to be taken over and its affairs and administration by Victoria. And they in turn appointed a reeve or someone to administer the affairs of the municipality. And my recollections were that Hugh L. Fraser came in shortly after that and handled the municipal affairs. He was in the real estate business, if I remember correctly, but not, he wasn't residing in North Burnaby or South Burnaby. He had an office, I think, opposite Woodward's on Hastings Street, downtown. And he carried on for some time.
Do you recall if there was much of a outcry at the loss of the elected municipal government when they changed to the commissioner?
I can't remember any commotion or anything connected with it. This Pritchard seemed to, from what I have heard and read probably, and I might say I knew his father. His father lived on Capitol Hill. But from what I've heard and read about Bill Pritchard, he was, I think he was from England, first of all, and he was a man with very radical ideas, very socialistic minded. I don't say these things detrimentally, but just giving you an idea of what I've understood about him, and the man who was interested in promoting the welfare of the working people, and he had been in that great upheaval they had in Winnipeg previous to that, in about the year 1918 probably, or 17 now, 19. And he came then to the coast. So whether he was too advanced in his thinking for the municipal affairs, or whether he thought he was now going to set up a utopia, I don't know. But anyhow, it went into receivership during his regime. Mm-hmm. I think he was I would say that he was an honest man, and his intentions probably would be good, I would assume. I don't think I ever met him, but what I've gathered, I think that would describe the man.
The unemployed organizations, from other interviews, I know they had numerous conversations with Mr. Pritchard, and I was wondering if you can recall anything of the unemployed organizations in the Vancouver Heights and Capitol Hill area.
No, I can't recall a thing about those unemployment. All I know that I've seen on several occasions, hundreds of men walking down Hastings Street, marching and singing. They only reached as far as the boundary when the police were there and turned them back from going into the city of Vancouver.
Do you recall any demonstrations from the unemployed against the municipal government? Obviously those fellows were heading into town.
No, I can't recall a thing. Mm-hmm. Only many times, well, I shouldn't say many times, but several times I've had men come in off the street and threatening that their time was now arriving, that we capitalists had it, our day was done, and that they were going to take over. And I said, well, I wish you'd come soon, because I'm about fed up too.
Really think that their violent talk was in jest with you, or were some?
No,
of them
I think some of them were quite serious. Oh yes, but these were people that I never had much dealings with, or never saw them at all. Hardly, they just went off on a tangent and seemed to hit for the store and tell you what was on their mind, and I guess they felt better after it.
Mm. Did you ever hear of any problems with the unemployed, say, raiding stores and the merchant stores?
No, I can't really say so. It may have taken place, but I have no recollections. No recollections.
That you no, excuse me, you didn't hear Capitol Hill ever referred to as Red Hill at all?
No, I don't think I have, but I reckon that the further east you went from where we were doing business in the 3900 block, that mm-hmm. was getting redder and hotter
this
all
is
the way.
Out towards Capitol Hill and beyond into
yes.
the block, into
yeah.
the Lockdale.
That's right.
Community.
Yes.
Was that associated with the amount of unemployment in those areas? Was it increasing as well going out that way? And you were suggesting that perhaps this... that it was getting redder politically
yeah.
the further east you went along East Hastings.
Yes.
Was this associated, do you feel, with the amount of hardships due to unemployment? Was
yeah.
unemployment increasing up into that
well,
region
I
as
think
well?
That the people out there were harder hit, and due to the pressure of conditions and losing work, that they were thinking this way. Being forced to think this way, as it were, mm-hmm. the people who nominally, if occupied or busy, would have not been thinking this way.
Mm-hmm. But you don't really recall them thinking this way and organizing, or if they did organize, it wasn't something really visible.
No, I can't recollect. Mm-hmm. No doubt there would be clubs or organizations around. But I can't remember if there were.
Right.